Hey, this is Katarina Graham from the Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Lisa Lo Cicero, Olivia Falconeri from General Hospital.
And Brandon Barash, Johnny Zaccaro from General Hospital.
And hi, this is Megan Ward, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Stardish Radio. It is 11 p.m. Eastern Time, May 9th, 2012. This is Joanne, your host. We're going to jump right into this. My fabulous guest tonight became a household name 6 years ago when he captured America's heart and galvanized the country's dialing fingers en route to becoming the fifth American Idol. And half a decade later, he's still cooking with gas. Next month, he's set to begin an exclusive 8-week stand at Bally's Las Vegas, where he'll be performing his new hits and some old favorites, and he's stopping by Stardish tonight to give us a fun sneak peek at his plans for setting the strip on fire. Please give a warm Stardish welcome to the terrifically talented Taylor Hicks.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm happy to have you on. I was thrilled when I got the call to have you on.
The call. Where am I calling from?
I am in New York.
Cool.
I am set up in Buffalo, New York, actually, but I'm from the East Coast of New York, not Western New York. I'm actually from Yonkers, Bronx area.
You know what? Every time I go to the Bronx, I love it. I fall in love with it more and more, you know?
What exactly do you love about the Bronx, Taylor Hicks?
Well, I've driven through there, and I've got some friends from there, and we just eat there, and we have a good time, especially when I come to the city, and, you know, that's a good place down there.
The food is awesome, isn't it? It's like no other.
No, and I believe in that food down there, you know, and being from the South, I mean, you know, it takes a lot, so you got a good thing going on down there.
Yeah, they definitely do. It's, you know, when I moved up this way to Buffalo, everybody laughed at me because when we eat pizza on the east side, you fold your pizza in half. So I'm trying to fold pizza in half in Buffalo. It's not really working because they don't make the pizza the same way. They make it way, way too thick, and you got to kind of either use a knife and a fork or you just kind of got to hold it and eat it. But you can't fold it, so... That's just a East Coast thing, I guess. I don't know, but, yeah.
I'm all about the fold.
Huh?
I'm all about the fold.
Yeah, you got to fold the pizza, otherwise it don't count, right?
Right.
So, listen, you know, you have been on such an amazing roller coaster of a ride these last, you know, 6 years since American Idol, since you've won. And, you know... Tell me a little bit about, you know, just let it go back a little bit on you won and then boom. When did it finally sink in? Like, holy goodness gracious, I won American Idol.
Well, it's, you know, I guess after a month, when you really started figuring out just how, you know, how famous you are when you come off that show, it's just, And I was just so blessed because, you know, I've always wanted to be an entertainer. So that's something that, you know, when a break like that happens, it's just unbelievable. You know, it's just really, and it takes a month to really sink in. Like, wow, you know, I'm going to be doing shows and I'm going to be performing the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, now now we're going to fast forward. I mean, you did Grease, which is my all-time favorite movie. I have to say I've never seen it on stage, but which is my loss in that aspect. But the movie itself, I'll watch every time it comes on. So being a part of that, that had to be an awesome experience as well.
Well, yeah, being on Broadway was just pretty amazing. You know, I just never in a million years thought that I would actually be a Broadway actor and performer. And, you know, moving up to the city and living in the city for, you know, three, four months was just unbelievable. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now, was a total culture shock for you to be in Manhattan, being from the South?
Totally. But it was great. It was the best culture shock in the world, you know what I mean? Because I never thought in a million years I would, you know, be up in the city and actually star in a Broadway show. So, you know, I was very blessed, you know, to have that opportunity, and also very blessed to be a part of the, you know, the legendary lineup of headliners in Vegas.
Right. Now, part of your season, the other members on that season went on to become actors as well. You Catherine McPhee, who's doing a fantastic job on Smash. Kevin Covey did a movie. I interviewed him a couple years ago. He did a movie with Lindsay Lohan. You know, I mean, did you ever think that this would bring acting into your fold?
Well,
or were you dead set on just being a singer?
Well, I think just being a visual performer, obviously, you know,
mm-hmm.
being on Broadway was a great segue into, you know, Broadway acting and
mm-hmm.
Broadway performing, and then ultimately getting into auditions for film and television. And, you know, that's something that I'll forever be indebted to the, you know, to the Broadway stage. It was a great segue into all of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I seen that you were tweeting earlier about tonight's episode of American Idol. Who's your favorite to win?
Well, you know, I really don't know right now. I mean, obviously, it's just like one great performance after another. And I think, you know, when you have, you know, a show that's got really four really unique and talented voices, I think it's anybody's game. You know, I really do. I think it's anybody's game.
All right. Well, let's do it a little different here. Now, this year, with the new judges, I mean, would you have rather had been on Idol now with Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler in the fold, or are you content with Simon Cowell and Paula Abdul?
You know, I think I enjoyed the originals. I mean, I
mm-hmm.
love the new judges this year, you know, but there's this, you know, there was just that, you know, that original, you know, judging panel that just, you know, I like Simon because he was, you know, he really gave you an honest opinion and, you know, didn't really sugarcoat anything. And you know, that was a real, you know, there was real moments there, you know, and
right.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you there. I do miss Simon for that reason. I do think that there's a lot of sugarcoating going on between the three of them now, you know. I mean, they're all very, you know, talented and perfect to be there, but at the same time, I think that, you know, there's a little too mushiness going on, you know?
You know, I can't disagree with you there, you know, but I think Jimmy Iovine, you know, obviously, you know, his company are the ones that are going to have to sell records on these particular artists, and I think he does a great job of giving that level-headed opinion.
Right. Well, this whole American Idol has brought you forward now to Las Vegas. Talk to me about how the Bally's situation came along and what is to be expected at your stint at the Bally's.
Well, I think it's just pretty awesome. I to be a part of the headlinings in Vegas, especially this summer, and I actually auditioned for American Idol in Vegas, and in 6 years I'm headlining Vegas. So it's come full circle, and I'm just, you know, I think a lot of people really really are pleasantly surprised when they go to my show, because my show and my season was strictly singing. There were no instruments, there was no harmonicas, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, and I play an array of different instruments, and I think there'll be some really great Vegas show tunes that I'll do, and some American classics, and some songs that I performed on American Idol, and, you know, some of my newer material and older material. So I think it'll be a wide array of really great music and a really great room too.
Right. Well, definitely. And I mean, you're the only American Idol winner to ever secure, or anybody that tried out for American Idol to secure a spot in Vegas, and you made the announcement with Ryan Seacrest on Idol a couple weeks ago, right? So this has come full circle for you. You began there, now you're there, and it's just an amazing journey. Now, can you walk down the street without people tackling you for autographs?
Well, I don't think that they tackle me, but I definitely think they ask me for autographs. Now, there have been a few run-ins where I've kind of had to duck and duck and dodge everything, you know, from fans. But I don't mind it. You know, I try to be as cordial as possible to all of them. You know, if it wasn't for them, then I wouldn't be here. So I'm very blessed in that regard.
So speaking of now, I ask this of all guests, what has been your craziest fan interaction? One that will go down in the books as of today.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I had a Beatles moment where, you know, I had about, well, actually I was in, you know, to be honest, two of them. One was in the airport, but actually one of them was in Yankee Stadium. I went to a Yankees game right after I won American Idol. And as soon as I got up to leave, there were about 500 people that started running after me. And I actually, and it was like moms and their kids and dads and their kids and, you know, and people. And, I mean, we actually ran, you know, through the concourse. We actually had to go into the Yankees clubhouse office to actually get away. I mean, it was a pretty wild moment because we didn't really have much security, and it was pretty wild.
Well, besides that, I mean, that had to be scary, of course. But since then, has there been any good or bad? I guess I would ask good or bad interactions or so, you know, some that creeped you out or some that just made you just so thankful you are where you are.
Well, I think, you know, obviously all of it, you know, I mean, all of it has been great, you know, and there's been a few, you know, a few missteps along the way, but ultimately I'm blessed for all of it.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there, Taylor. You're definitely a fantastic talent. I have to go on to a subject that I just found out about, oddly enough, The Choice. I just found out about this yesterday, that you were going to be on The Choice. Tell me about that. That's like, you know, it's so similar to The Voice, but it's kind of cool concept.
Well, I wish I could just spill the beans, but I can't right now. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to tell us what happened, but tell me about the experience of being on a dating show. Let's do that.
Well, if I was allowed to, I would. But right now, I've got to be, mom's the word.
Really?
Just
wow.
It
well,
way.
I'm excited
just,
to see it. I mean, you're
yeah,
working.
See, I think it's a great concept. I mean,
right.
I think it was super fun, and you know, I think it'll be a big summer hit.
Okay. Well, you got to work alongside some characters there: DJ Paulie D, Rocco DiSpirito, Jason Cook from General Hospital, and a few others there. So you walked away with some buddies, I see.
Yeah, we all had a great time, and you know, I think that show is gonna be a real big hit. So I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it too. Let's talk a little bit. I just get to know Taylor Hicks a little bit better. Favorite song, not anyone that you've sung on Idol, just right in the moment. Favorite song, top on your iPod.
Favorite song. I would have to say Going In For The Kill by LaRue.
Oh. Okay. And
I'm just enamored with her. I think she's a great artist, and I've always liked that song, you know. And that's one of my favorites right now.
Okay. Favorite movies, series, Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, or Rush Hour?
What's that? What did you say?
The favorite movie series, either Die Hard series, Lethal Weapon, or Rush Hour.
I like Lethal Weapon.
Me too. I can watch those every time they come on television. They don't, you know, I like doing them in a marathon.
Yeah. I like Lethal Weapon, you know, and obviously the Die Hard are great too, you know. I mean, they're all just classics.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have a Ginny Downs in the chat room here. She's telling me to ask you about Or Drink and Dine.
Cool. Yeah, Or Drink and Dine is a really great restaurant I opened about a year ago today. It's in Birmingham, Alabama. It's a really cool restaurant, and I used to play music there for years, and you can go to find it on ordrinkanddine.com and see our menu and see the place, and it's just a really quaint little restaurant. It's just really near and dear to my heart. I'm really excited.
Very nice. What made you want to get into that type of business, the restaurant business?
Well, I think it was just some, I mean, I tell people it was just something that, you know, that I can get critiqued on, you know, so I just, it was something else, you know, just that I was really passionate about, and obviously it was just, it was really fun, you know, so I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. It got voted best new restaurant in Birmingham, so it's doing really well.
Nice, nice. You got to have your Rocco DeSpirito come down and check it out. Have you been to his restaurants in New York, or
has he chefed it up for you? Yeah. No, not yet. I'm going to. Going to soon.
Yeah. I used to watch his show when he had his own, before cooking shows really took off. I think he was one of the first that actually did their, before Hell's Kitchen and things like that, he had a show out.
Yeah, yeah, I was really, you know, I was. He was a really great guy, and I hope to see him soon.
Mhm. And what's going on with you musically? The new album, when's it coming out?
My new album, I'm working on it right now. It's a country record. It'll, you know, be out hopefully when it gets all tied up. I'm in the process of demoing, pitching a lot of songs to some different labels and working with some different labels. So I'm really excited about that.
Now, country's a little different for you, I think. You know, you're more of a bluesy kind of guy. What made you go that way?
I think it was just the perfect fit. You know, I spent a lot of time playing in country bars in the South, and, you know, I grew up around country music and, you know, obviously blues and roots music. So it's the perfect fit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everybody's looking forward to that. Let me see here. What do we got going on here on the switchboards for you? Hang on just a second. We have here area code 773. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joanne. This is Rita.
Oh, hi, Rita. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Say hi to my guest, Taylor Hicks.
Hi, Mr. Hicks.
How are you?
Oh, well, I'm happy to be to hear our hostess voice again and yours. What do you think of the voice?
I think The Voice is a great show. I mean, I think any time that you can take just, you know, you have a talent and you can be able to audition and especially, you know, get your voice, no pun intended, out there, I think it's great. You know, I think it's a great outlet. You know, an outlet like there's not been any other outlet like that in the last 8 or 9 years. And now there's, you know, 2 or 3 shows that really you get to audition. You know, and it's like that's something that I'm very a big fan of, because I think it's just a positive, and it, you know, once you have that audition, you know, you never know what could happen.
I think it's way different. I wasn't able to see a lot of American Idol. I saw basically what they advertised, and I Fox wasn't coming in very well at the time when that was real popular. And The Voice seems it's a whole different approach. It's coaching. It's where it's not just judging. So I'm glad you like the concept, and I'm glad you hit it in Vegas. I've never even heard of that from American Idol, because I don't know. I think most people can make it on their own.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think what Taylor says is correct. If you got that tool to get out there, and The Voice really is putting a different spin on that type of show, and it's nothing like American Idol. And I think they do need to have their different identities. You know, American Idol's known for certain things. Now The Voice is definitely known for certain things. You know what I mean? So I think it'll work out. The guy that they chose last night, I think, was a fantastic talent, and I'm sure we'll be seeing him a lot also.
Well, what I meant was, like, look at Jennifer Hudson. She was he didn't approve of her, and look at what she turned out to be.
Well, this is true, and right, Taylor? I mean, there was a lot of naysayers.
Yeah, it is true. I agree, and I think, you know, The Voice is great, and let me tell you, I'm really looking forward to playing Valleys this summer, and I just think it's, shows like that allow you to jump off a platform, really be able to have a career, and ultimately, mm-hmm. you know, to be honest with you, you know, you get opportunities like myself playing in Valleys this summer. So I'm really excited about playing Valleys, and, you know, I really appreciate all the fan support. Y'all
right.
been great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rita.
Well, I think Las Vegas is doing a whole different thing now with the American Got Talent.
Yeah.
They got a different
yeah.
group of talent going
yeah.
out
well, that's
there.
A different thing. Well, Rita, we got to get to another caller, hon. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you.
In.
Yeah,
well,
all
thanks.
Right.
So
thanks
good
for...
to hear your...
All right,
okay.
take care.
Rita's a very dedicated listener, Taylor.
That's great.
Well, my show was on hiatus for a long time, so this is her first time calling in since we
good.
Did back
yeah.
on the air.
That's all right.
But, no, you know, it opens up the doors, and yours have been opening and opening and opening, and it's leading you down a great path. We have another caller here from Buffalo. This is Sophie. Sophie, say hi to Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
How
I
are you?
I've been a fan. Good. I've been a fan for a really long time, and I just wondered, my favorite song I know is really old, but it's The Fall.
Yes.
And I wondered if you could talk about when you wrote that song.
I wrote that song when I was about 19. I think it was one of my first breakups, to be honest. And, you know, I guess when the first breakup happens and you're an artist and you're a budding songwriter, I think it really just, you know, I really just think it really hit home with me. And it's a wonderful song, and I do like to play it, and I really am glad that you like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw you when you played at the Seneca Niagara Casino, and it was a few years ago, but you really were a wonderful showman. So I wanted to thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Come to see me. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
thanks,
no.
Sophie.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'd love to see you come out this way and perform again. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to get out to Vegas this summer, but, you know, I'd love to see that. Now, do you know if there's going to be with the internet now and how different it is? Are there going to be live streams, or are they going to be doing anything like that with your show?
Yeah, there's always a possibility of that. You know, I don't mind, you know, the recording process in my show. So, yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
Right. I think that would be pretty awesome, especially for people that can't get to that venue, you know. Let's see here. Trading Talk says, best wishes to Taylor Hicks. He was my favorite American Idol. And many fans are going to be coming to see you in Vegas. So I think you're going to have a packed house before you know it.
Well, I'm really excited about it. And, you know, obviously you can go to Bally's.com. And thank you so much for having me on. You're a sweetheart, and I hope the next venture you'll be able to have me on as well.
Oh, I'd love to have you back anytime. You're always welcome here. Before I let you go, I have to ask you to do a station ID for me. Would that be possible, Taylor?
Sure.
You could just say whatever you would like to say. This is Taylor Hicks on Stardust Radio. Just put your little spin on it.
All right.
Sing it if you like. I'm not going to stop you.
There you go. Hey, this is Taylor Hicks, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Awesome. Taylor, I'll see you in the Twitterverse. Everybody, make sure you follow Taylor on Twitter. I'm going to put the link up and go to Bally's.com and check out his calendar there. And don't forget to watch The Choice coming on Fox in June.
That'll
Taylor,
be awesome.
Thank you
Thanks
so much again. Have
Take
a great
care.
Night.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, for the fabulous Alicia Minshew from All My Children. Thank you again, and we'll talk soon.